Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
You are listening to HortiBiz News Radio. We are live here on the radio in Hall 3, booth number 205 at GreenTech in de Rij in Amsterdam. And as you know, every afternoon I have a couple of guests here in our pop-up radio studio for HortiBiz News Radio, where I talk about new innovations, things that are going on in the market, and much more. A little while ago, like a couple of minutes ago, we spoke to the commercial manager of Royal Brinkman. And right now we have one of the, well, I think I can say kind of like partner specialist, that it's a partner, working with partner products.
Totally right.
Okay, René Mons, maybe you want to introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, hello, thanks for joining. And my name is René Mons, responsible for water-related challenges at growers. And mainly involved with the Moliere adopting in the horticulture and the business development for that.
Okay, how big would you say like the subject of water is within Royal Brinkman?
Yeah, it's really big, driven by the global demand of water availability and having good water quality. And what we in general see is that the availability is becoming more challenging sometimes, for example in summer, and also issues with water quality and dirt pollution. So there's a need to work as efficient as possible with the water what's available and reuse everything, and also to keep it in perfect condition with all the important parameters of water quality.
So do you think that that the water quality has been becoming more and more important topic over the last years, or has it been the same already for a long time?
It's becoming more a topic because you see laid out by law that chemical crop protection availability becomes less, at the same time that consumers are more looking after footprints of products and actually want to have products where chemicals are applied on. And more you see, for example, consumer labels. And in the global trend is that we see that the temperatures are increasing just a few degrees, but ultimately it results in more issues with algae, for example, in the water storage systems.
Do you already see that the temperature changes actually like results in worse water quality?
Yeah, especially I think for the past four summers, except for the summer we had 2 years before, at least for the Dutch market. But we saw already rapidly the temperature increase starting by April, and combined with very low amounts of rain. And then at the start already of Rainwater Lagoon, you see that the refreshment rate is really low, and at the same time the water heats up. And then there's more issues occurring with algae and dirt pollution or smelly water, or whatever the quality issue is.
Okay, and so how does Royal Brinkman help growers with that? What can they do?
Yeah, with the topic of Moliere related, machine which is injecting ambient air. But in fact, that's not really the trick of getting rid of the algae and dirt pollution. But this same machine with the Moliere technology is making oxidants in the form of hydroxyl radicals. And this is breaking down the algae, it's oxidizing on it. And okay, at the same time, we make the water very aerobic, also at the bottom level. And that's resulting in digestion of the organic matter. And ultimately, water is transparent. And we should be able, for instance, to see the bottom of a lagoon. And with a Moliere installed on it, we are able to see that.
Okay, so it's not only breaking down the algae, but it's also actually removing it completely.
Yeah, it's correct, oxidizing it, and at the same time stimulating the ecosystem of water quality. And ultimately bacteria digest also the organic matter.
Okay. So when was the Moliere introduced? Do you know that?
The company is founded in 2014. The founders actually have a background in the wastewater treatment industry. At that time, it's quite a funny story actually. They had some interest from Texas and California, from lettuce growers, and they saw really promising results. And then one of the founders had a Dutch mother, which cousins is growing roses. So he reached out to him like, hey, I see opportunities for the horticulture. If we want to participate and develop with a company globally, what would you think? And he mentioned a few names, including Brinkman. And then in 2017, the CEO, Nick Diner, actually here at GreenTech, walked into our booth like, hey, this is me and this is my product. And what do you think of it? And that's how it all started.
Okay. Okay. And is there like, is Molière already used in many different countries, or is there a focus in a couple of specific countries?
Yeah, we have our own focus on mainly in Europe, the UK, Scandinavia, Holland, Belgium, Germany, and also throughout our branch in Poland, where we, for example, also have a technical team. At the same time, we are pushing and developing hard in Mexico and Australia and Canada. And there's also certain areas where we don't have the coverage. And we also try to work over there with subcontractors.
Okay.
And even already, for example, for the Belgian market, we work with a subcontractor. And for the Dutch market, we would love to do everything our own, but it's simply impossible. And together we can come much further.
Yeah, okay. And is there then also, like, if you look at the global position, is there different strategies needed when it comes down to the water strategy in different countries?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think in general, abroad, it's different, because many times I have to say the tech level of the greenhouse is it's way less than what we see over here. And of course, that's not a disadvantage, but it's simply because the climate over there is very good already, for example, to grow tomatoes. And in those situations, you see that you can improve the situation more easy, let's say. Abroad, you also see more often that companies are still growing in soil, the vegetables, and they are considering to move over to growing on substrate and save on water. And then you see also by those changes that there's a lot of new challenges and questions arising.
Yeah, so you think there will always be an opportunity to develop and improve?
Yeah, for sure. And we are really happy to help with this product. And it's also combining a lot of things together, because talking about water quality, we always like to point it out. It's not just a single thing to improve. It's very broad term, and it's multiple factors, and that's also how we look at it and how to combine and utilize the whole system.
Okay, and is there any innovations that you're hoping that will coming out soon in the next couple of years? Like, are you missing any kind of innovations or products still, like when it comes down to water quality?
Good question. Of course, we have a few developments going on, but actually, I'll be in trouble if I mention them here, what we're doing, but mainly focused on...
There's still some secrets.
Okay. We have a great development team led by Maarten Jung, and we know what's going on a few topics, and we cannot share it simply, but...
Can you say what kind of...
No, I think in general, driven by sustainability and water availability.
Okay.
And being able to use your sources as efficient as possible. For Molière, we focus on the application of other types of gas. In general, the CoreTech is having a transfer efficiency of 90%, so that's really high. But whether we put oxygen in it, or hydrogen gas, or nitrogen gas, or carbon dioxide, or whatever, that's something that still might be beneficial, and that's something that we are investigating. And it's a continuous process of doing research. For example, we did do already the past 6 years at various research institutes, and for example, we will start another one, I think, in 6 weeks at PCH Hoogstraat.
Okay, exciting. Is there anything that we haven't covered yet that you feel that would be interesting for people to know? Or to remember?
Yeah, to remember, or maybe in general to understand the product. Like, it's quite a technical talk maybe till now, but of course, as a grower, like, what would you achieve on your crop? And what we are able to do is root quality, having fewer root diseases, having an improved soil microbiology, and the sum of that ultimately is having more or better or more stable productions.
That's it. Okay, Thank you so much, René Mont, for being here today in the booth of HortiBiz News Radio and sharing your knowledge. If people want to know more, where can they contact you?
Reach out to your contact person, your account manager, or do it straight at rene.mont. And Mont is, I think, a difficult name to write, but...
O-N-D-T.
M-O-N-D-T, correct. At royalbrinkman.com.
Okay, thank you so much, René Mont, and the best of luck for the rest of Green Tech. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the invite. Thank you.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.